get on top of me. In the Rocky Keys, nights for Lalisse. I'm living legend, you know, heard about the ways, living Cali days. Best part of that song. Alize. That's it.
To know how you feel about that. You want that in a rotation? Is it a directed or miss? Continue to get at me on Twitter at IG at DJ Nina 9.
Yeah. Just giving my cat anti-seizure medication this morning, as I do every morning.
it's a liquid that has to be sprayed in the cat's mouth, and you know, I, surprise, the cat does not like that very much at all. Usually, it's not hard to deliver the medicine, but sometimes there's a fight involved. Sometimes there's a bit of a struggle. This morning, struggle. So I finally got the cat's mouth open, sprayed, and it, like, the liquid bounced off the cat's tongue or teeth or some kind of weird angle, and a significant portion of it shot back up into my face and eyes. So I guess that'll take care of that eye twitch I've been having. I hope. I'm gonna get gas, because I need that. Okay. We got gas, and I bought something weird. It's trail mix from Oberto, the beef jerky company. So it's trail mix what has beef jerky in it, which seems strange. Perfect combination of our original beef jerky, nuts, seeds, dried fruit, and dark chocolate pieces. Seems weird. Oh, this traffic. Great. This is... I'm just never going to get anywhere today. Just turn around and go home. Originally, I was just going to get beef jerky, and I thought, this seems strange. Of course, I can't actually get it open. Start keeping a pair of scissors in the car. Side tear bags where you tear a corner off the bag, really not built for car consumption. Like, it's just not, that's not a tear, that's not a bag tear that is conducive to dumping shit directly in your mouth. And I think more shitty snack food manufacturers need to consider that. Yeah, this is questionable. I mean, as advertised, it is what we thought it was. A little light on the beef jerky, you know, which is, I guess, not surprising. Tastes beef jerky and a bunch of other stuff that's way cheaper for us to produce. Thank you. flavor of the beef jerky does not come together, or does not come through very strongly. So you just end up with like a trail mix that has this kind of meaty texture in the middle of it that makes the whole thing chewier than you want. I don't think this will last. I think they will discontinue this. I should have just got beef jerky. It's the moral of the story.
Classic hip hop.
All former urban style music from just two turntables, two records, and a microphone.
Backspin.
Has like, you know, like I have the aftertaste of beef jerky now that I'm done with it, but didn't, none of it really tasted like meat along the way.
meteorologist. Push him awake to Atlas. Gotta find out by the name of Decapolis. The 707 riders go hell and walk back to Florida Terrace. Yeah. I'm 40, I walk out without pushing down my solid garris. The group that I'm with, ethnic, should be shot legit. Family orientated, game related, it's the shit. Kill a motherfuckers like Crucial. Sitting them down, control. Manning in these lyrics if I was fine, like Lightman and Crucial. Time and time.
Thank you. bonus tracks that appeared on the reissue. It's called Sarah. It's Luke Reed on Blog Radio.
Research, applied research, and the delivery system of extension service, I don't think we'd be talking about the demise of American manufacturing today, because you see that greatest factory out here, that natural factory, the farming and the productivity increases we've seen over the last 50, 75 years, unparalleled in almost any industry.
And during his recent trip to South Carolina, he wanted to see that research system in action with a visit to the U.S. Vegetable Laboratory.
We focus on problems that are limiting in vegetable production. They could be insect predation, it could be numerous diseases that affect different crops, and looking for different solutions to those production limiting problems. We have entomologists, pathologists, geneticists among our group. We work on a variety of important vegetables, including sweet potatoes, tomatoes,
including
broccoli,
sweet potatoes.
Peppers.
That's the first one.
Different kinds.
A lot of
melons,
vegetables. I don't know, sweet potatoes for
one. One of our most important crops is watermelon.
Purdue spent over an hour visiting with researchers on their projects, inspecting sweet potatoes and canning pickles, as well as tasting some local watermelon.
I was very happy to know he knew about many of the disease problems that we are working on. That was very important and was good to know. Like, he really knew what the problems we were tackling on a day-to-day basis.
Well, I think it's great to know that, you know, the USDA leadership understands the importance of the work we're doing here to try to improve vegetable crops.
I would say, you know, it all depends on the person's size and how strong they are. But this way right here, I feel I'm going to get up.
So what's your walking around weight right now? 140. Yeah. 141. So I'm thinking if 100 pounds? At 100 pounds, I feel like that's when I have too much fat. I'm probably like 190.
I don't think 100 pounds does it. You look at the old, like, Hoist Gracie stuff that you will bring up from time to time, like, 100 pounds didn't matter to
me. Maybe like 250 would be good. Then you
I'd have to be 250.
And the things where you're laying on me, that's going to be the hardest.
Right.
You know, your weight, but if we start on our feet, then I just move around you and just, you know, tag you up, and then we get tired, and, you know.
How big are the biggest guys you spar with? Like, you, how far up in weight do you go when you're sparring?
Now or in the past?
In the past.
In the past, I'll go up to the heavyweight.
Go up to heavyweight, really? Wow.
Do you fight a heavyweight guy?
Yeah, just smart, you know, not MMA, boxing or kickboxing. Just move around, but now that I'm smarter, my body is basically having my money. You can go against those guys and, like, they just throw a punch, you block it, your shoulder gets knocked out of place. So just the sheer weight of that person just affects your body. So now I just typically stay at like 155 down and below.
Got it. Now, Robbie, is this true? You said there's beef with him and Dana White.
I would say
no beef. You said no last day at dinner he hated him.
We sat down, we had dinner together. I was at my birthday, I was at his birthday party.
When was that?
When was this?
How, yeah.
Oh, you said before seeing
okay.
So, yeah, we sat down talking.
So there was beef and now there's no beef.
I don't want to call it beef, we just had a misunderstanding.
And we'll be right back.
1000, Reliant Capital. They'll explain how you can get the returns Warren Buffett's been earning for years, 10 to 12%.
Aw,
and
shit.
Eligible for an IRA or 401k rollover. Reliant Capital. Call 800-788-1000 for your free brochure.
A good point. And on tomorrow's media roundtable, we're going to talk about media coverage of systemic poverty in the United States.
The latest, the U.S. is John McCain hitting an oil tanker off Singapore. 10 sailors lost their lives.
It's by calling Sanjeev Gupta CPA at 510-825-7563. That's 510-825-7563.
That's how disenfranchised I am with satellite radios. Now I'm just, I'm seeing what's up with HD radio.
I'll tell you, I'll explain this, why I've got such a problem with Obamacare, but you're exactly right. Say the name of your town again.
Tehachapi, California.
Tehachapi, California. I'm going to say it again. Tehachapi, California. I think I did that okay. I appreciate the call, Mike. I'm glad you got through to the Rush Limbaugh program. Look, can I tell you something? I left a super happy life to go back and fight against what I knew was going to be Obamacare. Can I tell you why? It's because I don't want to be told what to buy. I do not think.
So I got into this house. It was called Buchanan House, and it turned out it wasn't an archive at all. It was like it was a big old rambling clapboard mansion that had been his last institutional home.
the best part about these HD-only stations, like these sub-band HD2 whatever-the-fuck stations on FM radio, is that you either get them in HD or you don't get them at all. There's no standard FM fallback, so it's just like, here you go, just, you get nothing until you finish going up this mountain. Come out the tunnel. Then I assume we will get it again. I don't know. Cool. Ha. Oh.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got today and tomorrow, and tonight's the big steak feed for all the reps like yourself, clients that are insured in Wyoming. I know it's a big night, and you enjoy the Superior folks, the Superior family enjoys entertaining all those who are present.
What?
You had like a big reunion, you see people once a year.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're already looking ahead to the next event that's coming up here in Labor Day, just another week or so. That deadline, what, is next Monday for that auction?
Yes, sir. It's next Monday for the Labor Day sale, September 14th and 15th. We'll be back in Fort Worth to get any cattle that need to do something with. It'd be good to get in touch with your rep and bring the paperwork done. Look to have a good sale. Fighters will be collecting cattle already committed to it. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a lot of new viewers every day, but we have a lot of new listeners that are taking advantage of a free preview on Rural Radio, Sirius XM, and may not be familiar. Maybe just a real quick summary, if they wanted to sell cattle the Superior way, how would they do that, Josh?
They can call our office in Fort Worth.
This is an ad.
422-2117, or they can go on our website at SuperiorLivestock.com. And our homepage is extremely easy to use, and you
need
a lot of information right there off of it.
Very good. Hey, it's just making sure you're working, you know, a 40-hour week down there. So all the best from Barrett Brody, by the way. You guys are great friends.
You guys are good friends. Who? What? Who the hell are you talking about? Look, man, I paid for this airtime. Do the script.
Yeah, God bless. Good to be busy with you.
Thank you.
All right. Josh Farley from Florida. And again, Janet, that the next sale coming up, it never stops there. Superior, September 14th and 15th in the Fort Worth online auction.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure, you bet.
Well, it'll take years for ranchers in the place to recover from the costly $70 million economic impact of the wildfires that occurred back in March. Even so, rural Americans will continue to help each other ease the burden.
Seems not a dogma.
You could, if you have something, you can invite people to. Like, you want to come to, here's tickets to my show.
That's big.
Yeah.
Or like another person's show that you can get someone tickets to.
I think
to.
If it's your show, if it's your show, it's like, I got tickets for you.
That's true, like I could get you in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, we're, no one at the state, I mean, Rome's the rap guy.
You want to rap things, man, you never throw it out either. I always throw it out for you. I feel like I'm, like yesterday, when that guy's like, oh, I battled, I said world champion battle rap like 10 times.
Yes, whenever my family's like, how's work, I'm like, Rome's still a really good rapper.
Yeah.
Now the people, now the blind, staring right over.
What a fucking, like, hellish situation. Like, that, so that's the station that fucking awful wrestling show is on, so I put it in my presets because I hate myself. But, you know, right now, they're all fucking about this, like, boxing thing. And they're all in Las Vegas filling airtime with, like, nothing to say. So it's like all these fucking, like, meathead, like, sports radio dudes having to stretch and fill fucking time. Like, yeah, that guy's a good rapper. Rap's good. Yeah, you know, fuck, right? Fucking A. Bro. It's a fucking Grey Goose over here. Fuck, man, fuck. Especially for a fight that, like, anyone that seems to fucking not be involved in the actual active promotion of the fight, or, like, with a financial interest in the fight being big, is saying, yo, this is fucking dumb. Like, this is not gonna, like, I mean, yeah, technically, I guess something could happen, but, like, what? No? So it's, like, all these fucking people trying to convince each other that this is the fucking biggest thing happening in the world right now. Like, fucking, what?
fiend. Before I became a teen, I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream. Music orientated, so when hip-hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Cause I grabbed the mic and try to say yes, y'all, they try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool, cool. Cause I don't get upset, I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one, then I make another one. To this guy, I'm a synth and ask if the brother's done. I get a feeling like I feed with nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Jimmy, get up the stage and don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made in boredom, cause it's sort of an addiction. Magnetized, but it makes sense. Vocabulary and verbs are just stuck in. The mic is a drain, no volcanoes erupting. I know I'm going, gradually growing. Everything is written in the code so it can coincide. My thoughts to God. 48 tracks to slide, the invincible microphone feed, rock, hip, rock, spread the word. It's on N E F F E C T. A smooth operator operating correctly. But back to the problem, I gotta have it. You can't solve it. Silly rabbit, the prescription is a hypertone. That's thorough when I feed for a microphone like heroin. Soon as the bass kicks, I need a fix. Give me a stage and a mic and a mix, and I'll put you in a mood. Or is it a state of unawareness? Beware, it's the animator. A minister, with the weapon up. If the people ain't stepping, this is a part of me that you never seen. When I'm feeling for a microphone, I'm the microphone fiend. After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling. Thrill of suspense is intense, you're horrified. But this ain't the cinemas or tales from the dark side. By any means necessary, this is what has to be done. Make way, cause here I come. My DJ cuz material. It's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me. It's inherited, it runs in the family. I wrote the bomb that broke the bull's back. If that don't swim them up, I carry a full pack. Now I don't wanna have to let off. You should've kept off, you didn't keep the stage warm. Step off, step on, ladies step and gentlemen, on. You're about to see a pastime hobby about to be taken to the maximum. I can't relax, see your life is a hypercardiac. Cause the rap be one hell of an antidote. Something you can't smoke more than dope. You're trying to move away, but you can't. You broke more than cracked up. You should have backed up. But those that act up need to be more than smacked up. Any entertainer, I gotta talk to chamber one-on-one. And I'm the remainder. Remainder. Close your eyes and hold your breath. And I'ma hit you with the blow of death. Before you go, you remember your scene. The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone, the microphone, the microphone, the microphone, the microphone fiend.
Rockin' it! Rockin' it! Rockin' it! Rockin' it!
Oh no! I've absentmindedly driven into the tunnel again. Or to the spot where the tunnel is, and now I can't get out, and now it's backed up all the way through the entire tunnel, and here I am. And here I am. And here we are. All right. Let's get serious. Yes. What am I drinking? That's a great question. That's a great question. This is a Monster Energy Ultra Sunrise, according to the can. My eye feels a little weird, and I can't tell if it's because medicine got shot into it by mistake, or if I'm imagining that it feels off on account of medicine getting shot in it by mistake. see the edge of the tunnel. Well, I'm out of the tunnel. This still sucks. This still traffic sucks. This sucks. Ugh. I tried playing some Quake Champions last night. It seems like no one is playing that game. Like, it made its way onto Steam for $30 for, like, what is it? It's, like, all current and future characters. And then it'll be free everywhere later. I guess if you were playing it in the Bethesda launcher, you could still play it for free there. But I was looking at the Steam numbers, and it was like,
if only shouldn't even I still you with Ty Dalla, he is
150 people, 200 people more than Lawbreakers. It was just like,
watch out for it.
Free on the way.
Pre-order next month.
Any day, pre-order next month. And like I said, DallasSignWorld.com. That's where you can find.
I did get into some, I did get into two games yesterday.
Which is amazing. And shout out to all the fans out there that's been supporting from day one. Team love,
but it took a while to match up.
And, let's keep on winning.
Make sure y'all gather up that beach house 3 when it drops. But before you go, I do want to ask you something. I know
this is a touchy situation for you, but your brother, I want to know, are you still, you know, he's locked down right now. Are you planning on getting any, like, features or anything for him in any of your other upcoming projects?
Hopefully. Who knows what might happen.
Even going gangster with these videos. I'm like, damn, he I don't know how he gets out there.
He also put his ass in a hole after all that shit.
Oh,
so,
that's crazy.
You know, it's kind of quiet right now. We're still praying for him. And just know that God is great and he's working on it.
Okay. So hopefully we'll get to hear something from him.
Yeah.
And Beach House 3, like I said, on the way. Pre-order next month. Yeah. $10. Anything else you want to say to your fans before you do?
I love y'all. Thank y'all, man. And I'm going to keep on going the hardest.
I'm going to keep on going the hardest.
For free. That's right. Like M. Eating salad and hearing radio for free. All they need to do is turn it on now. Through September 5th and start listening. Go to SiriusXM.com to see the free channel guide and to learn more. I like yacht radio. Yacht radio takes me back to my days on Columbus Avenue and Riverside Drive. The West Side. I was never on a yacht, but when it rained, I felt like I was on a yacht. Falling down. Puddle of water, crying. But that's right, you need to go check it out. SiriusXM.com. Listen to some channels for free, goddammit. We're gonna come back with Is It Hot or Not in the Streets of Shea 45.
Some of my sound front with that work. I didn't run it in this work. Oh. He saying with that head up, but we don't fight fair, bro. Catch slipping from your backside, being knocked to drop. Pace gon' stump you out, the Buddha gon' stump you out. Mama ever seen you with a busted eye and busted mouth? Nah, I'm really poking out. Focus, he poking out. Death row days, show you what this West Coast about. I'm
calling for my motherfucking nigga. Jumping from the bullet for my motherfucking nigga. Understand?
This construction is way worse today than it was yesterday. They got way more shit locked down. It's way down to tighter lanes. All the, this is fucked up. I cannot go this way anymore.
Thank you.
The Steam version of Quake Champions, like, integrates to, like, your Bethesda account, but doesn't, like, launch the Bethesda launcher as a middle step the same way Ubisoft games do. So it is, like, a little better integrated for Steam. I guess I saw some people having a problem where the game simply will not launch unless you have launched Steam as administrator, which seems like a problem they should fix. I don't know, I guess, like, you know, for me, like, the release of a, you know, any kind of update or the release of a new game that has Quake in the title seems like it should be a big deal, but I guess that's really not the case anymore. Steam charts are fun because you can see really dumb shit, like how many people are watching the movie Ghost in the Shell right now? You can honk all you want, but I can't move this car. I am in this intersection. Y'all just gonna stand in the middle of the street here? Fucking suits.
Oh look, we're gonna point at this building and hold up a picture. This is where our new office is going to be. I'm stuck in the alley behind multiple cars and a van that is trying to do a 1,000-point turn on my side. Please don't ram into me. Well, whatever.
Might as well turn it off and go to sleep, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a while?
A long time. We're going to... This trailer right here, they're trying to find out where they can park it. Nobody knows. Everybody's on the phone, but nobody knows.
All right.
So, I'm not going to be able to get through.
Okay. Two cars behind me blocking me in. They're slowly backing up. Maybe we can do this. I think we can back our way all the way out of this alley. No, they're stopped. Okay, all right, they're still going, they're still going. The most I've had to back up in a while. This backup camera stuff. Alright, alright. Alright, one of the cars backed out of the alley completely. I need to crank it over here to not hit this truck. But also, there's a car here. Okay, this car's up on the sidewalk, so I can... I'm real bad at this. If this fucker would close his doors, it'd be a lot easier. Okay.
person walking across the street here. Now we're backing out of the alley into the street and going around the fucking block, I guess.
Amazing.
Ugh. Normally they do cone the alley off when they're going to block it for a long period of time, but it sounds like that was a temporary but long-lasting situation where it was blocked, so I don't know. That guy's advice was to just fucking take a nap, which for a second there sounded all right. Like, yeah, just fucking lay down in the car, just park it there, walk up the street to go use the bathroom, get back in the car. I only almost hit two other cars out of the seven or so that I had to creep through in this, like, decidedly narrow alleyway. Not that narrow, but, like, with the construction, everyone is parked and double parked on the sides and all this other shit, and it really sucks, so it's kind of fills it up more than it would be normally. Boy, this sucks. One more sign that I should have just stayed home today and worked on other stuff. Bus doing? Okay, alright, okay. Get in front of this bus, snake over here, turn the wrong way into this alley. Fuck everybody. Is to pick up people for whatever some dumb company outing today. Alright, I'm gonna go. I'll see you later.